أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أصابكم من مصيبة فبما كسبت أيديكم ويعفو عن كثير. وما أنتم بمعجزين في الأرض وما لكم من دون الله من ولي ولا نصير. ومن آياته الجوار في البحر كالأعلام إن يشأ يسكن الريح فيظللن رواكد على ظهره إن في ذلك لآيات لكل صبار شكور أو يوبقهن بما كسبوا ويعفو عن كثير ويعلم الذين يجادلون في آياتنا ما لهم من محيص صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the concept of Allah's sustenance. Allah spoke about the concept of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending rain after man loses hope. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about His Qudrat, that this earth, skies, whatever is in this earth, the moving creatures, all belong to Allah, all are in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continuing, Allah says, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُو عَن كَثِيرٍ. Sometimes man makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts, but then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not remove totally and wholly difficulties that a person goes through. And sometimes we will find that difficulties are recurring. It comes to a person, challenges, hardships, adverse conditions come to a person. One very, very important aspect with regards to all this is that this is dunya, and in this dunya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us ease, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place in front of us these challenges. The life of the hereafter, the life in Jannat, is a life of total ease. We should understand that if we want a life of total ease, then we should wait, inshallah, for the life of Jannat. In this world, there are going to be trials, there are going to be tribulations, and we need to brace ourselves for those trials and tribulations. The second aspect of it is that in no way should these trials and tribulations come between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not lose hope in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in that we begin to become lax in our ibadat, there is deficiencies in our obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our ibadat and our commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be continuous. And we will find that in this way, that bond between us and Allah, that link between us and Allah is created, and these difficulties will not seem to be as difficult as it is when a person loses his contact with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here in the ayat Allah says, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ, that whatever musiba, whatever difficulties afflict a person, فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, then it is because of what your hands have earned. In other words, because of your doings. وَيَعْفُ عَن كَثِيرٍ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives many of our sins. Allah overlooks many of our sins. So it is not because of our sins, each and every sin, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala imposes difficulties, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives many, and then because of some, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala places these difficulties upon us. Many were those that used to say that the difficulties that we face in this world, because of our sins, because of our gunas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us through these trials, and that is much easier than the difficulties we will experience in the hereafter. Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi narrated that our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that even if it is a piece of wood, that somewhat the chip of the wood pricks a person. Now that is a very small little prick that a person gets. Or somebody stumbles while he walks, in other words, he slips, he falters. That is all because of the sins of that individual. One other important aspect is some of us have the understanding of this concept, but then we ask or we say, I don't know what sin I have committed that Allah is putting me through this difficulty. It is as though we only committed only one sin, and because of that one sin, Allah is putting us through these difficulties. The important aspect is that we need to then, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to admit, we need to acknowledge, it is not only one sin, but there are many sins. Ya Allah, I am a gunegar, I am a sinner, Ya Allah, you forgive me. So these are those trials and tribulations that are going to come in our path because of our own errors, our own laxities, our own deficiencies, our own disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, there is another part to it. In the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the people that had gone through the greatest of difficulties were the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, thumma al-amthal fal-amthal. Then those that are next to them, and then those that are next to them. In other words, in order of piety, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also puts people through difficulties. Now that is not because of the sins. The Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam was sinless. However, because Allah Rabbul Izzat wanted to raise the ranks of certain people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested them, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala raised their rank. So we come to another point. When difficulties come our way, trials and tribulations come in our path, we should then acknowledge that we are sinners. When we see others going through sins, immediately our hearts should reflect, and a good thought should come through and say that it is because of their good, it is because of their closeness to Allah, their piety, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala puts them through those difficulties because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves them, and that shouldn't be the other way around. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, that you are never going to frustrate or tire Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the earth. In other words, by continuously committing sins, disobeying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not going to tire out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to get frustrated. You are not going to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helpless. But the truth and the matter is this, وَمَا لَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ مِن وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ, that for you, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is never going to be another guardian, and there is never going to be any helper. In other words, your efforts to stop any work of deen, any act of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is only going to create difficulties for you yourself, in that there will never be any helper, there will never be any guardian. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ الْجَوَارِ فِي الْبَحْرِ كَالْأَعْلَامِ. Few ayats before this, we discussed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that Allah Rabbul Izzat sends down the rains whenever Allah Rabbul Izzat so desires after man loses hope. Now all this is in the hands of Allah, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows it in another way. Allah says, from amongst the signs of Allah are the ships, fil bahar, in the oceans, kal a'lam, like mountains. In other words, these huge ships, these huge moving vessels in the sea are like mountains. As great as they may seem, as wealthy as the owners may be, in yasha yuskini riha fayadhlalna rawakida ala dhahri, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires, Allah Rabbul Izzat can stop the winds. And if the winds stop, then what will happen? فَيَظْلَلْنَا رَوَاكِدَ عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِ, they will remain motionless on their backs. These vessels will not be able to move. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about those vessels that move because of the wind. And Allah Rabbul Izzat is also showing us that the clouds are also in the hands of Allah. The formation of clouds are also in the power of Allah. Allah will move it to wherever Allah ta'ala so desires. Allah will create it. Allah will form it whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires. Inna fi dhalika la ayatin likulli sabbarin shakur. Certainly in that are many signs for those who are absolutely enduring, for those who are absolutely grateful, thankful, appreciative to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now Allah Rabbul Izzat shows us another very, very important lesson, that if we look at the seas, they are calm seas, and those that are traveling in the sea find it very easy, and then they're supposed to become appreciative to Allah. Then sometimes the seas become rough, the waters begin to swell, the waves begin to rise, and then it becomes difficult. Then obviously a person is supposed to endure, and a person is supposed to persist in that condition and turn towards Allah. And Allah shows us that this is also the journey of life, that we will have ease, we will have comfort, we will have trials, and we will have tribulations. O yubiqhunna bima kasabu wa ya'fu an kathir. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires, Allah may destroy these vessels because of what the owners or those who ride upon it do, because of the evil and the sins. وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. And at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives many of the sins. وَيَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ يُجَادِلُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا مَا لَهُم مِّن مَّحِيصٍ. And those who argue, who dispute regarding our verses, they know that for them there is absolutely no escape, that they are going to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.